You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. On stage, you can find comedian Jesus U. Betterwork dressed in gold sequins, dancing and telling jokes with vaudeville and burlesque flair. But he only started doing stand-up 5 years ago. He spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about the ups and downs of being a comic.
When did you discover your talent or your desire for performing?
I got into acting first. I got into theater shortly after high school. And starting from there, I've always like enjoyed making people laugh and knew that I, could do it to an extent. But the thought of stand-up comedy never entered my mind until 5 years ago.
What brought you to that place?
I think it was a challenge to myself. Try a new type of performance, and because I knew I was terrified of it because it was just a whole nother, ballpark Frank. And it just was kind of digging at me to do it.
Something was telling you this is what you should do.
Despite how painful you knew it was going to be.
And has it been painful?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
I remember the first time I did an open mic. It was at the Brainwash Laundromat Cafe. And I think that was circa 2009 or so, and it was terrible. And I actually didn't do it again until 2012. I mean,
it was just terrible.
It was just a mess. I mean, I do say, it's been painful, but it's been a great ride. It's been a lot of fun. I've been really enjoying myself.
That's why you keep doing it, I'm assuming.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, D, I know a lot of you were thinking, I was the big G word, but I'm actually not Guatemalan, I'm Mexican. But it's okay, beautiful people, being Guatemalan or Mexican or whatever is not something that you choose, it's how you're born.
I'm wondering, who is your audience? And I'll just say, I know so much of stand-up comedy is attended by sort of straight comedy bros, and part of your act is just kind of being your unapologetically queer, razzle-dazzly sequined self.
You read my bio, Jen. Well, you're right when you say sort of straight comedy bros. Hello. I mean, I've delivered some punchlines, Jen, okay? as far as like who I think my audience is, I don't really think it's just one type of community. There have definitely been, instances where I could tell, unfortunately, that the audience wasn't really on board for what I was doing or what I was presenting. I mean, I've also performed for primarily LGBT identified somewhere on the spectrum audience. And, I didn't perform as successfully as I thought I would have.
just that doesn't mean that you're
going to
have a good
set. Yeah, I mean, they're a very honest audience, too, which is what you want, which is what I want, at least, as a performer. I know that feeling of forced laughter, and that's pretty painful. And as painful as it is as the performer, I prefer the silence versus the forced laughter. Yeah, yeah, because that's actually more painful, really.
Who are some of your comedy heroes? Like, who do you look up to?
Oh dear, there's several. LaWanda Page is one of them, and RuPaul actually is a big fan of hers. And RuPaul is also another artist that I have always looked up for. I remember I had his first album from Tommy Records, Supermodel of the World, on cassette.
You better work.
And I was in middle school at the time, and I remember hiding the cassette under my bed lest someone sees it, and then it was the whole masking that I was gay thing. And so that particular cassette, I still have it. It's very special to me. He actually autographed it a couple of years back when he made a visit to the Castro, when Drag Race had just was just getting started. LaWanda Page, RuPaul, Phyllis Diller. Her delivery, the machine gun style of shooting, like the one-liners, is just, it's like drinking, fresh squeezed water. it's very satisfying. Her cadence is everything. And Joan Rivers, I really have a thing, not deliberately, but for female entertainers, are the ones that have struck the chords with me.
You talked a little bit about RuPaul just now. I have to ask, is your name, your stage name,
Oh yeah.
Is that from that song?
In part, yeah, from that song, mm-hmm. from, you know, You Better Work is an expression, you know, that's definitely been, you know, strong in the rainbow community but even before, you know, RuPaul came out with the song, it's been an expression that's, I think, really fed the strength of the community. And it's just been an expression that has always spoken to me. You know, it's just something that I understood right away and I knew what it meant. And, you know, it's the element of encouragement that it possesses. So for me, when I hear, you know, You Better Work, or someone else say You Better Work, I mean, it strikes the chords, girl. Okay, it keeps the blood flowing, like the real bravo.
So that's great that you chose your name then, because then every time someone says it, you get...
And, you know, it's funny. I didn't really actually choose it. I would say it a lot by default because I was nervous on the mic. And so because I would forget what I was going to say next, I'd be like, you better work, or, you know, to the audience or something. So it was one of the open mic hosts that I was going to a lot at that time said something like your next performer, he's going to get it and he's going to work. It's Jesus, you better work. So I think just because he had heard it enough by then, poor guy, was just like, you know, acknowledged it. And then I think it's just somewhere in there I was like, oh God, you know, it just feels right to say, you know, Jesus, you better work. And yeah, from there, I mean, it was just, it hasn't really like taken off because I'm very locally known, like super local. But nonetheless, you know, I mean, I'm happy with it.